Hey, welcome to another episode of the Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Greg, and we are going through the Psalms. The Psalms are awesome. They are so rich theologically and emotionally, and they are so edifying and profitable for the Christian. So, Psalm 19 today is a Psalm of David, as they all have been to this point. And C.S. Lewis said of this Psalm, that it's the greatest poem in the Psalms and one of the greatest lyrics in the world. Remember, Psalms are songs. So there was melody attached to the Psalms at one point. And we don't have those melodies, but we have the lyrics. And so Psalm 19 speaks of God's revelation of himself to mankind through creation, through his word, and in the human heart. And so, how does God reveal himself? How do we know there is a God? And so, David says, well, let's just start right in, shall we? Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. So right away, creation itself is speaking. It's speaking to us. This is God's creation. It's his art project, if you will. God, Almighty God, created something massive, as you would imagine an infinite and eternal God would do, created a universe and created a planet and created beings to live on the planet. And it goes on in verse 2, day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There's no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. So every day, every night, 24/7, creation is speaking to man about God's greatness, his power, his wisdom. Every single day. Now you say, well, doesn't prove that there is a God. Well, God's not trying to prove that he's God. He just is. And so the unbelieving mind suppresses the truth, according to Romans chapter 1, suppresses the truth in unrighteousness. So the reality is God has created all of this, and creation speaks of his glory every day and every night. Every human being on the face of the planet who has ever lived has been spoken to by creation. And so Paul would say in Romans chapter 1, because of that, men are without excuse. That the message of God's power, glory, and wisdom through what he has made is so articulate that men are without excuse. People are without excuse in their unbelief. Well, he goes on, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. So notice, there's not a human being, not one, who has not received the revelation of God through creation. In them he has set up a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom having his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the ends of the heavens, and its circuit to the ends of them. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. So, beautiful poetic picture of the sun, how it comes out of its chamber, sunrise, it comes up, it comes out of its chamber, and then runs its circuit across the day and heats up, just beautiful poetic language. Well, God designed that. Now we know scientifically that the sun actually isn't coming up. We're revolving around it, orbiting around it, not it around us. But this is poetic language from David, who loved to be out in creation. He would sit and just look at the stars and ponder the greatness of God. Now, he shifts gears from creation speaking of God's reality, of his wisdom, power, and so on, now to God's word speaking to us. Verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. God's word is perfect, meaning it's complete. And I'm not perfect. And so the testimony of the Lord, it goes on, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So it is sure. It is trustworthy. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. There's a morality that comes through God's word that is so right, it's so virtuous, that those who follow and pursue these virtues are joyful. It produces joy in us. The commandments of the Lord, or the commandment of the Lord, is pure, enlightening the eyes. So we are enlightened by Scripture. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. I love that. The fear of the Lord is clean. The idea, the fear of the Lord, it's the fear that supersedes every other fear. When you fear the Lord, every other fear fades away. I fear the Lord, and that's the beginning of wisdom. I fear the Lord, therefore I'm not afraid of man. I fear the Lord, therefore I'm not afraid of the future. I fear the Lord, therefore I'm not afraid of anything else, because it's the fear that supersedes all other fears. It trumps them all, you see. So, verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. So there is something more precious than money, gold, silver. It's the word of God. And when you think about this, it challenges us. Okay, am I properly valuing the word of God the way I should? And it's okay for a little conviction to come in at that point and to be reminded that, man, this word, it's life. It's life-giving. It's sanctifying. It's enlightening. It leads to a life well-lived. Verse 11, moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. So we are warned. The pitfalls of life, the temptation stuff, the sin stuff, we're warned about, making choices that if I go this direction, it's not going to go well for me. But if I go this way, following the Lord, letting his commandments be my guide, his light, the lamp unto my feet, and then I'll walk in his ways and I'll find an abundant life, walking with the Lord and living for the Lord. And so God reveals himself through creation, day after day, night after night. Creation speaks of the greatness of God. But not only that, God reveals himself through his word. There's nothing like the scripture in all of the world. Nothing like it. Oh, there's other holy books and so on, but nothing that has the eternality, the weight, the depth, the God-breathedness of the Bible. So, Christian, can I just straight up encourage you? Crack open the Bible today. Open it up. Read in the Psalms. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Start reading through a book and just savoring the truths of Scripture. You'll be glad you did. Hey, thanks for joining us.